we improved a lot, you know, especially after a big loss. I think we didn't put our head down and we went forward, and days after days, we get better every day.
We feel that we played some good hockey for the most part. We probably had one period that we took off, and it really cost us in the first game there, but overall the experience was mental.
You will get chances against these teams, Seth. I mean, they're not unbeatable. Mm. You know, if Real Madrid play Club Brugge, It doesn't mean that it's going to be, you know, it's a Real Madrid win. We're going to get chances against these teams.
You only improve playing against better players than yourselves, and I think obviously playing against teams, some of the top teams in Europe, top teams in the world almost, they're in high-class leagues. It's great to put yourself up against those guys and keep up with them.
Everybody wants to win, that's the main thing. You know, we have a winning mentality in that dressing room, and I think that will go a long way. We are the champions.
Will he be a scorer in Gothenburg? Here he comes, Freter with a move, scores! A moment of history for Colton Freter. And he danced Lars Johansson out of his pads and he rammed it upstairs. A penalty shot goal and the Steelers now only trail by six.
Steelers can hold on the blue line here though. Puck goes on the net, chance, what a goal!
That was an amazing finish from Robert Dowd, and the Steelers take the lead on the power play in the Champions Hockey League. As the puck came out in front, Dowd had all the space and he just pumped it upstairs, and the Sheffield Steelers lead Yip Yavaskula. Steelers score! It's Matthew Waugh! He took it out of the air and he battered it home. It's still baseball season and he bunted that one down the third baseline. And the Sheffield Steelers tie this game up at two with 2:34 to go in the second period. And Matthew Waugh surely is on the board. We are the champions.